Again, shalom everybody. We say in Hebrew, Tizkor Roshanim Rabot, Neimot, Tovot, Metukot. I wish you all, one by one, that you may see beautiful fruits of your labor. One more year, and not only yours, but everybody that you lay sight on or you have love of. To see all of them successful and all of them goodness, and as we say in Hebrew, Shehakol Yeh Tov. Now, we went through and started the 10 days of, and I would like through this Moed called Kippur to try to understand the time that we call Tishrei, the month of Libra, which is a sign of a balance. And the word of a Tishrei is I balance. And they really see the both side of the story 50-50, because the planet that controls this month is Noga, and on the same time Pe, the letter Pe was created the month of Tishrei. Pe means mouth. And what do we do in Tishrei? What do we do in months? This month, practically the whole month, for 20 days, 22 days, we talk to God. I don't know yet prayer what it is. We misunderstood what praying is. We will learn what praying is. But it's the time that God explained the following. We said every one of us, as per our character, as per the tikkun that I have to learn, because we said this life existence is because I am here to learn something, to improve. God has given me wisdom, brain. God has given me opportunity to study and to become capable, to become engineer, to become doctor, to become lawyer, to become scientist. And when I achieve high degrees, I realize that I am a very smart person. I became doctor, you know. I became engineer. I learned, I went through university. I've seen the world. Therefore, I realized that, look, through the effort that I did and the brain, the smartness that I have, I became rich. I have money. I'm a very capable person. I'm a strong person. When I come to this point, I recognize myself as a person that doesn't need anybody else or anything else, especially God. Because I see that, look, my brain did very well for me. Now, the trick of youth is that at first God gives us everything. Anything we touch turns into gold. Ways of life goes very easy when we are young. Pleasure is really tremendous. Life is really sweet. I mean, come on, you can spend the whole night with your friends, never get tired, and enjoy it, and things really fine, and every day gets better and better. But suddenly you realize, wow, you get more responsibility in life. Sometimes you have to work harder than usual, and slowly, slowly you realize your legs are not the same legs anymore. And the power and energy that was in you is not the same. The eye is not the eye. It doesn't see anymore. Slowly, slowly God starts to take away from you. From which age? Around 50, 55. Until you get age of 40. You suddenly look back. What did I do to my life? Where am I? What happened? Many people go into depression. And many people, they become very harsh and blame everybody else. And they think that as soon as the first person they love, they make that person the scapegoat. The kid, scapegoat is the mother and father. You were the cause of all my miseries and my failures. Or my partner. This pattern happens to everybody. There's no such a thing that you go through life and you're sliding all the way. Doesn't happen. The purpose of this life is for us to feel the lack. We have to taste it first. We taste it. You can only know how good steak is if you had it once. But if you never tasted steak, you really don't know what you're missing. But if you tasted it, then you miss it. So God gives us everything for me to taste what it is having everything I want, to do whatever I want, to be in control of my life and decide and do whatever I want. And then takes one by one away, not for purpose of making me suffer, for purpose of me to have nisayon, to have experiences in life, and therefore go after bettering myself. Otherwise I won't move to better myself. Every person that walks into a spiritual world is because either recognized or experienced failure. Who comes to the synagogue? All the synagogues. Two reasons. Either they are old and they want to make the final peace with their creator because they have no alternative. There's nothing else better to do. Let's try this way too. Oh, now lately is, look, you want to find a good husband and a good wife, you better go to the synagogue, get numbers and give numbers. Any other reason you come to synagogue? I wish with all my heart that we have to Bet Knesset, that we go and we learn how to pray and why to pray and how to pray, and in it to feel the energy and the goodness of what the Torah and the spirituality really talks about. Because prayers is an art that you can sit down and have a talk with your Creator. Now, I would like to discuss and come to a conclusion of what it is we got to do in Yom Kippur. What is this Yom Kippur, which is only one day? And in it, I really totally take away from myself all the pleasures, which are eating, good smell, comfort, to do whatever I want, none. I bind myself and I go to an internal journey, because Yom Kippur is nothing but an internal journey. And to really look with all my heart into my life, into my world, and recognize where I made mistakes, where I can improve upon myself, how I can be, period, nothing, one word, good. Not for sake of God, and not for sake of anybody, just for my own sake. I want to have good heart. I want to be a good father. I want to be a good son. I want to be a good mother. I want to be a good Jew, period. And I go through this journey. And 10 days, There are 10 energies that I look upon, and you are already familiar with these 10 energies. I'm going to start from the below and go up and see what conclusion, the conclusion that I will reach is the conclusion of what Yom Kippur is. We said, when I go inside, the journey inside is to find the emet, the truth in my heart. To find why I am in this world. Who am I? How was honestly I was made? With a drop. Just a drop. Stinking drop. And I tell you why it stinks. Egg. Out of an egg comes what? A chick. But how this chick comes? First the egg inside goes rotten, and until it doesn't go rotten, it doesn't change into a chick. The egg that the mother sits on, she gives the heat to the egg. When you give heat to an egg, what happens? It goes rotten. First has to go through state of rottenness. And then there is a new creation. Exactly us. Yom Kippur, we are capable to start totally. And absolutely, I tell you with all my heart, if I had more time with you, step by step I would show you. I can clean everything. Everything. From past lives, everything. Start new. It all depends how much I believe in it. How much I really want it. How much I want it. How much I am ready to face myself. And to ask. And for that reason, I have to go to the state of rottenness. That means to totally cancel myself. Rottenness. When the egg is not anymore egg, it's rotten. It's not anymore egg. Something rotten. I have to get to that stage. The nature teaches me. Look at it. In everything. Before can a new state comes, has to go to a state of nothingness, and then the new starts. If it doesn't reach that nothingness, cannot start new. So God wants to give me an energy. For that reason, for 30 days, the whole month of Elul, we prepared ourselves, and now actually I am doing. And for that reason, I start to look into my own life and say, in all sincerity, how much emet and truth is in my life. And that truth I find between me and the location, between me and my friends and my surroundings. How much truth? How much emet? My foundation is really based on truth. As far as my relation, my being is concerned. That's day one. Rosh Hashanah, day one. And that was the day of Emet, because God was the day that looked at Emet and judged Emet in everybody. That's day one. Day two, said it was a rachamim. So God looks at temimot. Now I'm coming from below to above. That means God looks at my works, but before God looks at me, I look at myself. I go into the journey. How much I have accomplished in changing myself. More than less. In every aspect that I am, I'm a father, I'm a daughter, I'm a son, I'm a wife, I'm a lover, whatever I am, how much I have, temimut, I have accomplished, brought to completion. Ask myself, how much I have tore, how much I have destroyed and didn't allow it to become to fruition. How much I have taken, sometimes we take a branch and we cut a branch. You see a beautiful branch, but you see the gardener cuts those branches. Why? To increase it more. But sometimes there is a flower that can fruit come out of this branch. Do we cut that branch? No, we don't cut futures. I have to look how many futures I cut. How many chances I took away from others because of my selfishness. That's step number two. Day two. Day three. When I am inside, nobody knows more than me that how much bitachon, how much self-confidence is in my life. Not a phony one. Not because I'm depending on the money that is available to me, or the beauty that is available to me, or the capabilities that are available to me. No. I look how much of lack of bitachon I have in my life. Lack of self-confidence. What are my fears? Why am I afraid? Why am I not ready to make the move? Change. How many times I have failed and I am afraid to get up again? I don't want to feel ashamed. How much I'm afraid to feel ashamed. How much really I conceal all my fears. Those are where I can find the lack of bitachon, the lack of self-confidence. That's day three. Day four is rachamim. How much compassion I have in my life. How much honestly? If everybody knows the word compassion, everybody knows what rachamim is. Mercy. What is mercy? What is honestly mercy? Go ahead. And then what? Is it possible that I put the ego away? So what is rachamim? What is compassion? To have mercy. By giving myself another. We don't need no chances. I'm perfect. What do you want to give me a chance for? What am I? Totally a wrong consciousness. That's why the month of Tishrei is the month energy force of purifying consciousness. If our consciousness is not purified, has a bunch of garbage in it, we'll take all the garbage of this year, we unload it again to the next year. And then we say, what was this phony business about? Don't eat anything and have no perfume and wear shoes like this. I did all the stuff. This year is as bad and worse than last year. I wish I was last year. Only because I, with my own intelligence, take all the garbage that I was going to take away from myself, put it on my back, and bring it to the next year. Now, we get to this point again. So I look again the day five and I look how much rachamim, how much compassion, how much mercy it is in my life. And then I look how much yirat shamayim. We already discussed what yirat is. That I look at how much I know my God. How much I know the Creator. Who is this Creator? How much effort I have made to know know my Creator. Now I'm going to tell you a secret. Because I'm going to give all of you a project. The only thing that the nation of Israel will be succeed in his work individually if the totality of Knesset Israel is successful. Our success depends on the totality of Israel. If the totality of Israel is not successful, none of us will become successful. We are dependent on the success of Knesset Israel. So that means, if you found a light or a spark of light in your heart, what the truth is, go after finding another Jew and light the light for them. Open the light for them. Put the light up for them. For that reason, I'm going to take this class one notch as of today up. A little bit push. Some of you that are new say, oh, wait a minute, I don't understand this stuff, so certainly this is not for me, and that is the devil in you. So why do you want to go study Kabbalah? You don't understand it anyway. What do you want to do it for? But I'm going to push you. I push you with tremendous amount of love, and I guarantee you success. And I don't have doubt in what I'm saying. I've done it number of years. But it requires stamina. Don't be afraid. You will learn it and you will do it. However, I need your help. As of November 1st, and this was prepared with one of our good students here, we are going to have Sephardic Magen David of Beverly Hills presents a new series of young singles and professionals, a Kabbalistic journey through Torah. That means everything that we study in the book, I'm going to bring you the parasha, and we're going to study the parasha of the Zohar after week, along with our lessons that we have to learn. That means you will see connection through everything to everything. Starting November 1st, 2005, Tuesday night, 7:30. Every one of you take a couple of those 10, 15, and make sure you give it to someone. Make sure you bring and you help that someone to come to the class. Just to walk into the synagogue. Just to listen. Give him a choice. That's called Rachmanut. That's called compassion. It's action. It's not in your thought. Doing. How much you are willing? That's the name of the game. The day you say to God, says, God, I am willing. The moment you say, I am willing, He is there for you. But you got to mean it. That's why you go day by day, you check everything in yourself, and that was number 5 and number 6. Yerah, knowing Him. And now let's go one notch up. They have 12 signs. There is only one name. Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. This is inclusive of everything that ever created, ever will be created, everything that needs to bring the creation into completion is in this name. In totality, the Creator came up with 10 energy force. These 10 energy force are Keter, called seed, crown, Chokhmah, wisdom, Bina, understanding. Chesed is compassion, love, goodness, sharing. Gevurah, judgment. Footnote, what is judgment? Who can tell me what judgment in Hebrew din means? Who can try to explain what judgment means? When you go to the court, and the judge listens to you, listens to the other side, and judges you. What really he's doing? What that means? You're getting close. Okay, for what purpose? To have fun? Bravo. Bravo. Is to make correction. So you can get closer to God. So every judgment is not to say, oh, you were a bad boy. No, he's not going to do that. It's not his purpose to hurt me. It's not his purpose to put me into pain. Not at all. Judges you, that means looks at you to see what is good for you. What it is that makes you better. What it is that, how it is that you can become better. That's judgment. Judges you. So, when we are at Yirah is to know my God. Yud is the Chokmah. Hey is the Bina. Vav is six. Six energy. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, balance. Netzach is eternity. Hod is glory. Yesod is foundation. Six. That's the Vav. You have it in Patech Eliyahu. You can, everywhere you have. Keter is that Kotz, that tip in the Yud. The Yud itself is wisdom. He is Bina, understanding. Vav, Vav, which is Ot Emet, which is the letter of Emet, is the truth. It consists of six energy. Those six energy, like 6 days work, six are Chesed, means love, compassion. Gevurah, that means judgment. Tiferet, that means balanced beauty. Netzach, eternity. Hod, glory. And Yesod, foundation. Six are the Vav. And all those characters are in the Vav. And the He is the Malchut. Ten energy. The totality of the energy that created everything. From A to Z. From the beginning to now and end. Is in this name. Now this is four letters. If I want to write combination of all those four letters, how many ways can I write these four letters? 24. But because they are two Hays and the two Hays are the same, it's only how many combination? 12. Therefore, we have 12 months. We have 12 hours day, 12 hours night, and 12 signs of zodiac. And if you look, the first one, which is the Taleh, I need to use your... This is the first one, Aries, Taleh, the month of Taleh, Aries the first month. The name is Yud, K, Vav, K, straight, correct as it is. But we see the second one, which is Iyar, which is this month, the combination, it changes. It's not anymore Yud Hey Vav Hey, it's Yud Hey Hey Vav. We see every one of them, everyone has a combination. When we come to Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, when we want to call the name of God of mercy, we call him Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum V'Chanun, God of mercy. And we call which name? Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. That is the energy of mercy. But if I change the order, the mercy converts to what? Judgment. So we see that only the first one, the order is correct. And what is the name of that month? Who can tell me the month of Taleh is what? Who said it? God bless you. You made me feel good. I was going to feel bad if nobody would come and say. Nisan. What's the word Nisan stands for? Next. It's a miracle. It's the month of miracle. That's the only month that the order doesn't need any correction. Every other month, the orders are wrong. I have to correct. I have to put it in order. So, how I can make the correction? How can I put the order? God has given me a pasuk, a sentence in the Torah, that uses this name of each sign. Each sign has a pasuk in the Torah, that pasuk in the Torah explains to me the essence of each energy and how I can correct it. So the 12 signs is not for us there just to look at. It's for us to learn and learn how to use the energy to bring. What do we do in months of Nisan? The Pesach. What do we do in the Chag of Pesach? Yeah, the whole thing that we do is called Seder. What is the word Seder?
Order.
So that means God wants to tell us that the Rosh Chodesh Lachem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. That is the correct order. Put every other names in order. That's our work. Now, that's a very difficult Kabbalistic thought. We can do it easier than that. So God said, after you looked at the Yirat Shamayim, you knew your God. And how do I know? How can I know you? Where would I know you better? What's the first step I have to do? And ask you your name. If I don't know your name, and I talk my head off, would it get me really close to you? Not until I know your name. I will not know my God until I know all His names. That's why for all His energies He has given me names. By knowing the names, I know Him. The more of His names I know, the more of God I know. And I am here to know Him. Because the more I know Him, the closer I get to Him. So for that reason, Yirah means to make my business to go to know His name, to know what it is, who He is, what energy it is, what He wants, what is His purpose, where He wants to go, what is His way, what is His thoughts. Then I have done as a Jew. It goes. Baruch Haba. When I recognize that I'm through my journey, I ask myself, how much effort have I put in my life to know my God? How much effort? Is this enough? You, mere fact, sitting here, is it good enough? It's good, but not enough. It's necessary, but not sufficient. It's necessary to start. It's necessary to know who is running this show. If I am not in control, then who is in control? Because I am not certainly in control. As a matter of fact, I do not know in the next hour in my life what's going to happen. Nothing. Next hour I've been very, very positive. The next breath, I don't know if I give it out, I don't necessarily know guaranteed that I can take it back. I'm not in control. And I like to know who is in control. For that, as soon as I get to know him, I look and I see how much I have been able to put love of God in my heart. Now, what is love of God? How can I love something, some energy, that I don't smell, I don't see, I can't touch, I cannot connect to him even in my head? How can I love him? But I am parent? What faith? If I tell him I love him, really I love him? If I just merely say I love God, you know, I'll tell you what. If my life goes very well, I say Baruch Hashem, thanks God, everything is good, you know, God is great. Absolutely perfect. When the things doesn't go my way, what am I going to say? What's the matter with God? Why he doesn't hear me? Why he's connected? Is he wrong? Does he really? This business of Mitzrayim, Yetziat, the whole Torah, did it happen really? And I start putting doubt into my life. And I go further and further and further and further and further away. Now, but when I get to know him, how to love him is to love knowing everything exists into the existence is because the will of God is in that existence. I look at the flower, I see God in the flower. I see the goodness, I see the bad, I see the harsh, I see the beauty, I see everything in the existence, I see God. Many of you people like to walk, nature walk. Why do we like to go to a nature walk? It cleanses you, what that means. Beautiful. I like, as a matter of fact, that idea. When I am cleansed, what happens? Closer to what? To the Creator. Simple. It's a common sense. And we need it all. We want all want to go back to the bosom of Mother, to the Creator. I came from the Creator. I want to go back to the Creator. So I'm asking for this. And then when I see love only in this life, and I see my mother, and I see the God that is in my mother, I see my son, the God that is in my son, I see my daughter, I love my daughter because the God that is in that daughter, then I love God. Now, how does he reciprocate? How does he let me know the energy is there? There will be only moments, and it never continues, splits of the second, that you feel totally satiated. In one moment, you feel a completeness. When you get those moments, then you know you are walking the good walk. If you don't have those moments, if you do not have the moments that you're sitting down and never you satiated, you never feel happy, you don't feel content, you're not on the right track. You're missing the boat. Because this energy force we call God is there to all the time to connect with you. The goal of the creation is for you to make a place for it to come in. It's waiting patiently, tremendous amount of patience. That's why we call him Arich Ampin. That means it's a face, it's the energy that he has patience, unbelievable long time. Arich waits, gives you time, gives you chance. One more time, one more time. Just say what it is you need. But be sure to find out what it is you need. You have to go through the journey. and come to God and said, I made the journey, because God is in your heart. It is emet. The truth is in your heart. We'll recognize whether you tried to get to that point of the truth or you didn't. Whether you were a wishy-washy, you honestly, you meant to do the journey. Because every year, we read the Torah over again. Every year, everything just goes circular. And every year, I correct and I change a little bit more. God doesn't want me overnight to become Moses, or a tzaddik, or a righteous man or a righteous woman. No! God looks really sincerely how much effort I am putting in these 10 levels. When I feel the ahava, then I go inside the journey and recognize how much I am capable to lahavdil. That means to look into my life, recognize what it is not good in it, and separate from it. How much I have been able to cut the bad part from myself and throw it away. Get rid of it. That's called lahavdil, to differentiate. To recognize something is bad in me and just cut it off, get rid of it. How much of it I have done? How many times I have promised myself to do something and I failed? Why I failed? Look into it. It's the time of contemplation. It's the time of journey inside. The whole day. Whole day, the whole prayers that God's willing we will all know it, to help me to go deeper and deeper inside to find the truth in me. Because, my dear people, the moment that you find the point of the truth, you are released. You are free. You have recognized the sickness. There is a remedy. There is goodness to follow after that. There is love to follow after that. As soon as you recognize what's wrong and you accept accept the consequences to correct it. Accept the consequences. And that way, as soon as I have this knowledge of lahavdil, brings me unification with God. That's the seventh step. Eight, honestly. How much simcha joy you have in your life? I'm not talking about parties and discotheques. Joy. Not happiness. Happiness is a moment. Joy. You've done something. You built something. You created something. You achieved something. You made the difference. That brings you joy. And joy does not come unless you work hard for it. It's not lottery. You didn't get it by... No, it's literally the discipline of teaching yourself something and achieving something. How much of it you have? How much joy you have? And if you don't have it, why you don't have it? Why you are so doubtful in the future? Why you have so much doubt? Why you worry so much? What it is that you're afraid of? What it is missing in your life? Ask. And that's the communication. That's the eighth. The ninth step. I look into my life. I know God gave me my own world to build. And I built a good world for myself. And look the world that you created for yourself. Start with your room. And if you don't have a room, start with your bed. Start a corner that is yours. Even if you have a corner, you always want to make a comfort zone for yourself. Go to your comfort zone. All of us, let's go to our comfort zone. Where we feel good. Let's go there. I go there. And here in my comfort zone, I come to a point that's either my decision or God's decision. My comfort zone. Suddenly God pops in. Like you are in internet, something pops in. Suddenly you are enjoying yourself, God pops in. He says, hey Joseph, where are you? You are in the comfort zone that you are. You are going the wrong way. Come, you got to do a mitzvah. Change 180 degrees. You are going the wrong way. I say, wait a minute, God. I am into enjoy myself. I waited all my life to enjoy this moment. And you are popping in right now. Didn't you have any better time? Ask yourself, how many times you have canceled yourself to the benefit of your Creator? That means you let go your logic. Literally, you canceled your logic, your chokmah, and you said, this is what the Torah says, this is what my Creator wants, that's what I'm going to do even though it doesn't pay me well. How many times have you done? That question is a very difficult question. I really want to be a very good person. Who doesn't want to be a good person? I think all of you. Otherwise you wouldn't be sitting here. But you know what? God, I am missing something in here. And God asks you what you are missing. Say, God, you know, in respect to the canceling myself, I am very weak, no willpower. In regards of loving you, I really don't know much about you, so I cannot love you.